Kate Shimarani on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Welcome all of you in the Natural Nurse Army and our one seaman. You've all been out there earthing yourselves this morning. You've all had your celery juice. I don't care what you've been up to, but hopefully all you biological men, as I always say, pole vaulted out of your beds this morning beautifully, because you don't have erectile dysfunction, because you're listening to me and you've got your diet in check. And all you gals are smiling because you're not suffering from any of those menopause symptoms. Well, what can I say? It's the 12th of May. Summer has arrived and it's glorious and warm in the UK. Well, I'm in the south. Those very famous cliffs that you see, I'm not far from there, those white cliffs. They do chemtrail. I'm just looking actually up at the window here, and they are now starting to spray. I put this on Twitter. I had my huge, enormous tinfoil hat on, and there's all these people coming out going, no, 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 that's quite normal. That's quite normal. But they don't say it like that. I've noticed that people that disagree with what we say, they generally call me very abusive names. But you know what? It just rolls off, love. I don't care. I've been chased by so many cops. I felt wanted down Whitehall during the COVID. Anyway, let's get into some things that have happened. And I'm going to take you through the show really quickly. And you know me, I like to do a doo-doo sandwich. You know, start with something good that's going to make you smile. Put some, you know, really horrible bits in the middle that we have to know. And then I like to finish on a high point, because you know what? You have the power to step out of this. You really do. They're trying to keep you in a perpetual state of anxiety. And that ratchet is squeezing tighter and tighter. And I'm not about that. I'm about solutions and getting through it. So look, let's just go through a few things. Oh, I don't have a TV. The idiot's lantern that sits in the corner of your living room and everyone just goes and stares at it. The only thing you should be watching is TNT Cinema and listening to us on this 24-hour free speech, lighten the fuse for freedom platform. TNTradio.live, actually, it's on YouTube, it's on Rumble, it's on BitChute. Get on here. Also, just to say, if you want to sponsor, you want to sponsor my show, you want to sponsor any of it, please do, because you're not going to hear the things anywhere else that we tell you. And just for entertainment purposes only, cartwheel around your living room, kitchen, whatever you like with what I tell you. I'm not telling you to do what I do. I'm just giving you some facts and saying to you, do your due diligence. Show me a government that was for the people. They're not your mummy and daddy. They don't love you. And if the last 4 going into 5 years hasn't taught you that, get in the bathroom and slap yourselves in the mirror. Anyway, look, yesterday, I'm laughing already, was the Eurovision Song Contest, where lots of bands come together. Nobody's ever heard of these people, and they sing, and it's televised all over. I just woke up very early this morning and looked at the press, looked at social media, and saw what was what. Well, the UK had a bloke with a bikini top when it was advertised on there, and he got nil point. Nil point. Not a single point. Anyone would think they don't like us. It's a big political thing. Israel was there. The Gaza protesters were trying to get in. And, you know, the last time I think I watched this circus, political, ridiculous circus, was when a bloke from Israel that looked like a woman but had a beard won Viva la Diva, whatever it was anyway. But it was a bloke with a beard, with a figure that was a bloke. I don't know where it was all ticked, but it was a fab tucked, taped, whatever. But it was looked like a gorgeous woman, but with a big, massive black beard. Anyway, that's when I was like, no, head fried, I'm out of here. Well, they had last night, they had some little hobgoblin from Ireland that wouldn't have looked out of place on the top of a church as some gothic figure. Hobgobbling around the stage, which would have frightened children. There were children in the audience, And then the person who won it, incidentally, I can't even remember where they were from now, but they were identifying as Nout. I don't know what they were, wherever they were. It was something about how they were They weren't whatever we think. That's how ridiculous it is that even I'm confused. But this was my favourite act. It was a bag of milk from Holland. I say that because if you were living as a man should, out there chopping wood, lifting heavy things, doing manual hard stuff, your body would be firm naturally. But this fella had some little love handles starting. I could have rode shotgun on, to be perfectly honest. It was like, ooh, that's not a good look. Anyway, he was out there with this sort of developing dad bod, as the youngsters call it. I've learned that from my daughters. So offensive. You know, the little spindly arms and the pot belly. Not good look, fellas. But he went on the stage with a posing pouch on, a skin-coloured thong. But it wasn't a thong that you could see his meat and two veg get your foot onto. It was like smooth. So it was kind of, you know, like a package, a budgie smuggler, as you like to call it in Australia. It was this skin-coloured one. So, you know, from a distance, one could be forgiven into thinking he was naked, with children in the audience with this thong on. I mean, I didn't see the back view. I didn't really want to see the back view. The love handles were enough. And you've got, the only good thing is Graham Norton's dry, acerbic sense of humour. This is a Eurovision Song Contest. Britain, nil pois. Posing pouch, blokes, whatever they are, hobgoblins. I mean, if you sat through that and watched it, you need to get a life. Anyway, on to something much more serious and palatable. The six acts came about after the 1819 Peterloo Massacre. And if you don't know what that is, please do Google in the break, Peterloo Massacre. It was a Sunday. Men, women and children were in their Sunday best, white smocks, and they were out assembling for rites. And Mad King George sent his they were blokes on horses with big massive sabers, swords. He sent them in to men, women and children, and there was blood everywhere. People died, people were injured, and they were merely protesting for the right to assemble and to have rights against tyrants. And that's what he did. That's what he thought of the people, the Peterloo Massacre. Please do go and look it up. And from that came the six acts. Now, Boris Johnson, for those of you who are listening around the world who don't know who Boris Johnson is, he's the bloke with lots of baby mamas and lots of different children from these baby mamas, with the white blonde hair that went to Eton, whose father has wrote books about, you know, how, well, basically we should all be eradicated because we're kind of nothing, eugenicists. But he reenacted the six acts. So what they're actually saying now is that anyone who is giving out, they want to, it's being debated back in Parliament. I'm just going to see if I can get the bloke's name up here because I have so much info. This particular bloke, where is he? I'll find it in the break. But what the UK considers an amendment, this is it. They want an amendment to the Bill for Terrorism that extends powers to ban assembly and fundraising for any group deemed disruptive. An extension of the six acts from Mad King George, 1819 Peterloo Massacre, I've talked about that. And it was the King's Hussars. Well, what is assembly? Who are these people being disruptive? That could be anybody that's out there on the streets. Could be, you know, that lot that glue themselves to the road, just stop oil. Or it could be us people being on here talking about don't take the COVID shot. Could be TNT. Could be all of us that were out on the streets. Could be anyone who's got a website talking about natural health and avoiding what they call modern medicine. So, you know, I spoke to some midwives and they wanted to go and get a group of them to protest down at Downing Street Parliament. Would they be considered disruptive? So this is the ratchet squeezing tightly, and they wanted to call us terrorists. And that's where they reenacted this six acts. So for all of you out there who are, you know, watching football, happy with your Netflix, don't care what's going on, don't care that the elderly are being vilified as costing the country money, you know, your life is getting smaller and smaller and smaller if you don't listen. It really is. Anyway, we've also had something happening with abortion. Now, what they want to do is they have got on the 15th of May, which is a next Wednesday, I believe, or on the 12th of May, they are going into Parliament to debate. And it's this Stella Creasy's proposal to change the law. And if she's successful, it would lead to significant increase in the number of viable babies' lives being ended beyond the 24 weeks. So if you had a baby at 24 weeks, it could likely survive. But they want it so that you can have a termination right up to the day that baby is due. Now, they'll first of all say it's on medical grounds. Maybe it's not going to be viable. You know, it wouldn't survive if it was born, or your life would be in danger. Well, folks, when they brought abortion in the first place, you had all of these different criteria you had to fulfill. My first job was in a gynecology ward, and we did suction terminations up to 12 weeks. We did 5 to 15 a day. I've seen it full on. If you're eating, now might be the time to not eat. Or if you get easily offended, you know, should you be listening to me? But, you know, that baby is ripped to pieces at 12 weeks, ripped to pieces, comes down the suction tube, and then it's spread out on a little incontinence pad to make sure everything's there. Little severed arms, little severed hands, feet. It's hideous. Sometimes the head is crushed because it won't come out, won't fit down the suction tube. This is what they do. Now, that was one small hospital in one small town. So that's happening everywhere. That baby at 12 weeks is perfectly, perfectly formed. Perfect. It's about this big and it looks perfect. It's just got to grow in size. You've listened to me talking on here to one of the pro-life members. And when they talk about using immortalized cell lines in vaccines, they talk about fresh samples. So those babies aren't just abortions that have happened and then they go and buy those pieces, which also happens, of that abortion. No, these babies are aborted specifically to be used, and those babies are laid out with no anesthetic, and they are dissected then and there within 5 minutes of being delivered. They cut away at their livers, their kidneys, the brain tissue, the retinas, with no anesthetic, because it has to have no drugs involved, and it has to have been done within 5 minutes. Then they're pushed aside and left to die. Tell me how that is legal. How is that legal? Do you want the truth? Can you handle the truth? This is the demonic world that they are trying to deceive you into agreeing with. We're going to take a little word from our sponsors, and I'm going to continue. Don't switch off. If you want to keep this show going, you know, the best thing you can do, knowledge is easy when you understand it. The best thing you can do to argue with people and argue why you are pro-life or why you don't want to have anything else I'm going to talk about in my next segment is when you understand it. So yeah, hell, I'm going to be disruptive because I'm going to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because you're in the Natural Nurse Army. I'll see you after the break.
TNT's Jason Olborn.
The January 6th committee, they brought in and produced it. They produced it, but they showed a lot of my internal cameras, my closed circuit TV security cameras from inside the Capitol. None of those cameras have audio. They're video only, yet the committee imported sounds to make it sound more dramatic. Imagine if a police chief anywhere in the world took body-worn camera, changed the audio to make it sound more damning on a suspect, and release that to the public. How do you think that would go?
That's an extraordinary statement, Steve. That is unbelievable. So a manipulation of supposed evidence in order to present or preserve a narrative, it's something that we've come to expect, sadly, but here we are in real time realizing that how far this manipulation goes.
Weekends with Jason Olborn on today's News Talk, TNT. So many people who had no history of heart illnesses have got it now, or blood clotting after the COVID-19 vaccination. Punish those who hurt people with COVID madness, lighting the fuse for freedom. TNT Radio.
You're listening to me, Kate Shamarani, for TNT Radio Live. And we are discussing medical crimes in tyrannical times. You can email me, Kate Shamarani, at tntradio.live. I'll cover whatever topics you want. And I am going to be on later soon. So I've got lots and lots of other doctors and people that you've not even heard of, but I can get them all in. I just want to bring you the truth because you know what? Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. And we are going to finish on good notes. I just want to go through and make sure you are aware of what's going on. Now, I had a very harrowing email from a midwife, and I've heard from lots of midwives, and this is what they're telling me, and I've already covered this. Listen, we've got so many overseas nurses now coming in from Africa, from India. They don't, you know, they're given loads of cash incentives. They get to bring all of their dependents. And that means everybody, often they're pregnant when they arrive, so they get to then go on maternity leave. They're not going to argue. They're not going to speak up. They're not going to speak out because then they won't be able to stay here, will they? Do you see what's happening? This midwife told me of dangerous levels of staffing. That patients and their babies, and she went through why they're at risk when they're being sent home with low blood glucose. This is scary. People go into the hospital to have their babies because pregnancy has been medicalized. I hate to tell you all, but we were all once in the womb. None of us came any other way. Actually, David Icke might, you know, say, there's lizards among us and whatever else. But I'm talking about biological vaginas, biological penises. And I have to get penis in every show, as you know. I'm sat on my biological vagina, incidentally, and I've had two children naturally down that vaginal canal, and I've had a cesarean section for my twins. So look, this, what the midwife was telling me was very, very frightening. Now, they talk about taking pregnancy into the hospital and how much safer it is. That's simply not true. When you get a really good midwife, and we've got better sanitation now, you don't get these deaths at home. The midwives that deliver at home are fantastic. They're amazing. And you don't have the men in the room. You know, when you go to a lot of other countries, Uganda, Guatemala, all these places, they don't have the men in there. Men don't want to watch a baby being squeezed out of a vagina and feces out the other hole. As Robbie Williams said, it was like watching his favorite pub burn down. It was always traditionally the women that would be there supporting the woman. So she gave me this very harrowing description of what is going on. All I can say is keep listening here. I've had people on, and you need to get in your communities. When push comes to shove is great with Nikita. This has all got to end. And remember, the NMC, the Nursing and Midwifery Council in the UK, was taken over by the government in 2001. And for all you nurses that have left it, which lots of you are, well done. Well done. For all of you that are still in there keeping your gob shut, paying your mortgages, who carried on injecting that COVID shot. There was even some midwives up in Nottingham who didn't want it themselves, didn't want their kids to have it, but worked in the vaccine clinics to make money for Christmas. Shame on you, I tell you. You won't seek justice in this life. Maybe not. Maybe you won't face justice, but you will in the next. If you don't speak out, eventually there's not going to be anyone to speak out for you either. We need, you can't fix a system that's so dirty and corrupt. Why are you putting all your energy into it? Why are you going up against the GMC and the NMC? Just turn away. Turn away, feet on the ground, grassroots, among your communities, and get going. Now, look, let's look at what they want to do again with this abortion. Up to term. When I was nursing in Scotland a long time ago, I'm 58, I know it's hard to believe, but when I was a young woman, qualified at 21, one of my jobs was, I then went to theatres after working in the gynae ward, and there was the very famous case of, it was a later abortion on the ward where they give you drugs. This baby, lots of babies are born, half of them are often born alive, and now they have to be left to die. You're not allowed to attempt to save them in this country. Get your head around that. You've got a baby that's been born from an abortion, left it on a tray in the sluice or wherever, and it's still alive, and it's alive 10 minutes later, 50, and you're not allowed, you're forbidden to do anything to save it. Does that resonate with you? Does it resonate with you? What would you do? Ask yourself. Well, one midwife or nurse, I don't remember now who she was, but this nurse got this baby, and I believe she took it to York Hill. This is a long time ago, decades ago, to try and save the child. She got out of that hospital and got herself to the children's hospital. I believe that child died, but there is a very famous case of a woman that speaks out all the time in America who was an abortion and she survived. She's an adult and she talks about that. She's pro-life. You can't attempt to save them now, and they're going to be doing later and later. And you know what? This is going to be so open to abuse of power, where people are having these abortions for lots of reasons that they shouldn't be. Now, reading an ethics book, you know, I always say, how am I going to see how people get to these decisions? How can this be right? I try and see where they come from to try and understand. So the thing that people throw all the time is, well, what about someone that gets raped? Well, yes, women do get raped, and they can take the morning after pill. They can. So when it's just literally cells, they can have a coil put in. None of these things are 100%, just like a condom isn't 100%. The birth control pill isn't 100%. But they can have these things. So this, I would say, wouldn't you rather make this more known, have advertisements on the Idiot's Lantern? If you have unprotected sex, or you can go and take the morning after pill, or if something happens, wouldn't you do that? How about this, fellas? If you're big enough and ugly enough to play hide the salami around the bedroom or wherever, or ladies, if you're big enough and ugly enough to have intercourse, maybe you accept that having a beautiful, innocent child is part of it. Maybe we should go back to where doing sex education in schools doesn't exclude abstaining until you are in a loving, stable relationship, a long-term one, or marriage. Maybe we do what a lot of the cultures do, where they bring in chaperones. And the chaperone isn't some old woman in a headscarf with her front tooth missing. Chaperone are your siblings, your cousins, so that you are not ever in the situation where you're on your own with your boyfriend or your girlfriend and tempted. Because listen, I'm a hot-blooded woman. I was young once. It's very difficult when you're suddenly with them and they just touch you and it's electric. Lust takes over. Of course it does. Of course it does. We shouldn't be letting our young be in that situation. Go back to when you were young, and now finally think about the love of your life, who you're with. That wonderful woman that's in the kitchen peeling the potatoes, making your Sunday dinner, or that fantastic bloke you've got out there cutting the lawn. Now, you know, we all get old and ugly eventually. We start off gorgeous. We all get fatter. We get old. We get wrinkles. And that's real love. That is real love when you see people at their worst. Think about it. You know, when all of that takes over and you love that person, think about all the past relationships you've had where there are studies done where you've all jumped in the sack before the 3-month mark. And then after 3 months, you start to see who the bampots really are. And you think, oh my word, this guy's a stalker. This woman's a bunny boiler. And then you get the irk. You go, ugh, I can't believe I've even kissed them. Never mind done anything else. How many of you now say, I wish I'd not gone with them? wished I'd saved myself for the love of my life. Ask yourself that one. It's true. But look, you know, it's very real when a baby is the consequence of a sexual interaction. And the biggest threat to the African-American is not being shot or someone doing a drive-by or drugs related. It's being ripped to pieces in the womb and either pulled out a big metal instrument rammed into the base of your skull and your brain sucked out so your skull collapses so they can then deliver you dead, because you can't be delivered alive and killed. That would be murder. It's not murder if their head's still in, though. Is this really unpalatable for you? Because it is for me. Anyway, these are the hard, cold facts. It's right here, right at your door. So do you know what I say to my girls? I've got two gorgeous daughters, absolutely beauties. I couldn't care if they had three eyes and no teeth. They're beautiful to me. And they grew inside me. They're gifts from the Lord. I say to them, if it ever happens, you never, ever have to consider that. You can do your studies, whatever you want to do, and you have your baby, you live with me. And then if you want to go off and do your studies, I'll support you. I'll do everything to help you. I'll even look after the child for you until you're ready. And that's what they say they would do. That's exactly what they say they would do. And I'd be out there like, Earth, actually, I wouldn't be grandma because I'm far too fabulous. I'd be Gigi. And this is the way people used to live in communities. They looked after one another. They looked after one another. It's just going down the pan. Literally, they have these huge, huge, they're like toilets, which is in the sluice. And these private abortion clinics, you want to go and read on the pro-life website some of the stuff that happens. And if you think I'm a liar, which some people do, I get some lovely, lovely threats. There was a study done where they wanted the brains of babies. So they went to Sweden and they wanted fresh. Remember what I said about fresh? So they clamped the baby's head while it was still in the mother's womb, pulled it down to the cervical, the internal os, so still inside the woman, drilled a hole and sucked the brains out first. How is this legal? You've just spat out your dinner, haven't you? Please don't stop listening to me, because you need to know all this info to fight it. And you can go and look all of this up. It's all out there. All absolutely out there. So let's just get on to the AstraZeneca vaccine as well, and also the whooping cough vaccine. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is whooping cough. There's a big, big push, or pertussis, to get everybody vaccinated now. They're even talking about redoing every woman in the UK again, everybody in the UK. Oh, they're coming for you. And don't forget, it's a mixed, it's a six-in-one shot. So you're going to be getting everything else. They want to inject everybody, and they're talking about how there's been cases of whooping cough. And in the press today, because don't forget, they want to frighten you into it. If you're reading the press, they're good for chip paper and picking dog turds up. They're talking about increase during the pandemic as the attempts of anti-vax campaigners cut through. So they're saying that people taking up childhood vaccines has gone down because of the anti-vax lot, causing vaccine hesitancy. Yeah, this is all, you know, what they did with the Nazis. This is exactly what they use, these slurs. Also down to convenience, when it comes to the maternity vaccine, pregnant mothers often have other young children needing their attention, and to get an appointment can be problematic to get this vaccine. There may also be lack of awareness about why it's so important. Whooping cough is a cyclical disease that peaks every 3 to 5 years. And the last cyclical increase occurred in 2016. A peak year is therefore overdue. Did you hear that? It's overdue. They've got a crystal ball for whooping cough. Oh, I wonder if it's got something to do with that 100-day cough, that COVID shot that they gave everybody that's destroyed their immunity because of all the garbage that's in it. Oh, while we're at it, shall we mention 5G and EMFs? And one of the symptoms when you increase the EMF is a dry cough. Professor Moskulu said only 1 in 5 babies would be born healthy. Entire generations are going to be lost. The work of Dr. Barry Trower, within 5 years, Only 1 in 8 babies born healthy. It's all there. So we're overdue, which makes both maternal and childhood vaccine more important than ever, says Dr. Whitaker. Should the rest of us therefore be considering getting a booster of this highly infectious disease? And anyone who's had it will testify how awful it is. There's your next pandemic. Roll up, and get your sleeves rolled up while you're at it. Because this is what they want. They talk about a woman who had psoriasis. Well, she's had psoriasis. One of the treatments for that is they give you a steroid. Well, what do steroids do? They block your COX-1, COX-2 pathway, stop loads of prostaglandins, stop loads of responses in your body. They push down your immunity, so you become immunocompromised. All these anti-inflammatories do this. And then what happens then? They're giving you all these other toxins. They even put tar onto psoriasis. Tar, which is really toxic. That used to be the treatment, covering you with tar. So she's probably really toxic. And then what's she doing? She's coughing. And then she gets whooping cough, the 100-day cough. Dr. French noted the influences of living conditions on disease in an article published in 1888. The depressing influences of extreme poverty, filth in all its forms, overcrowding in large cities are great promoters of contagion, resulting in epidemics, plagues, and pestilences. While strict cleanliness, fresh air, pure water, hygienic living tend greatly to restrict spread and prevent these results. That's what he said about pertussis, 1818. They said it about typhoid. They said it about measles. They said it about everything. It's in Dissolving Illusions. Every reference is in there. Get reading, folks. Look, all my markers. I've got a whole library over here. I'm having to extend it. It's all there. They're lying. They're the lying liars of lies. Coming to you through the idiot's lantern, the dog turd paper, the mainstream media. You should only be listening to TNT. But look, this is what they're doing. So what is filth nowadays? It's GMO foods, it's herbicides, it's fungicides, it's pesticides, it's food that's not nutrient dense, it's all the toxins in vaccines, it's your fluoride, your chlorine in your water, it's your bromine in all your fire retardants that's pushing the iodine out of your thyroid, putting that down. It's your EMFs that are everywhere, that open your blood-brain barrier, 2.45 to 5.8 gigahertz. It's all of this that is a filthy, dirty environment. Then you can bring in the filthy, dirty garbage that's coming out of these music industry and the satanic agendas and everything else they're doing. This is not a fight against flesh and blood. We are fighting principalities, and you have the power. The power is within you to turn away from it all. And I'm going to be talking about that AstraZeneca. You know, AstraZeneca, they knew on September 6th and December 9th of 2020 that it caused transverse myelitis, inflammation of your entire neurological system. It caused blood clotting, thrombocytopenia and thrombosis. They knew, and they still gave over 30 million doses in the UK. They knew, and they gave it to Australia, and they gave hundreds of thousands of doses to America. They knew. Now they're washing their hands of it. And now they're even looking at what they're going to do about all these people flooding, wanting money from the government, 120K. How long do you think that's going to last you? And you know what? They're not offering you solutions. They're not saying what you need to do. And we're going to talk about some of that after a word from our sponsors. And you are listening to me, Kate Shamarani, for TNT Radio Live. Get on the website, get buying. If you want to sponsor me and have your business, promoted on the podcast all the time, please do email in, kateshamarani@tntradio.live. If you want me to cover something, if you want to tell me your story, because I'm going to tell you a story and then I'm going to give you solutions. After this break and word from our sponsors, I love you all. You're in the Natural Nurse Army, fighting all these medical crimes, one misdiagnosis at a time.
My name's Stacy. I'm 57, and I was adopted in 2020. We were adopted in 2019.
And we were adopted in 2021.
We had a house, and it sounds crazy, but it wasn't a home. The one thing that Jake and Emma brought is it became a home.
When I met Dakota, he had just turned 14.
You weren't there for the first this and the first that. I missed the first words, but we got a lot of other firsts.
Watching her say, oh my God, I cannot believe I got my license. And she's like, I passed. And I'm like, girl.
See them grow. It is.
They chose to love us. They didn't have to. They chose us. Family.
You and you.
Kids in the middle.
What I thought was a complete life was nowhere near complete. But it is now.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
We all know what it's like to feel alone. But it just takes one new connection.
Want to get out of here?
To empower many.
This is unbelievable.
It doesn't take a superhero to bring forces together. We all have the power to reach out.
Let's go!
And help someone feel like they belong.
Pretty cool, huh?
We are stronger together.
Kate Shimarani on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Thank you for hanging on there, folks. As you can see, it's just a gremlin in the works. And just when we're about to give some solutions, it goes off. Thank you for all of you people in the chat. Great comments, great solutions. And I'm really grateful that you're in there. You know, we just have to get through this. And these are things that happen. And I've just been speaking to all the production team. They're working really hard. So please, you know, just accept these things happen. And also, I'm about to give you the best info. I'm thinking about switching it round and giving you the info, what you need in the beginning, because I put it at the end and it's when it always happens. Anyone would think that I was being deliberately by these dark forces. Shut up. So look, protecting your neurons against inflammation. I took a young lady on who, she was absolutely gorgeous. Not that it would have mattered if she'd have had one eye and a forehead. She has two children, 18 and 15. That's all I can tell you. Absolutely stunning. Has AstraZeneca, then has another AstraZeneca, and then has a Pfizer. But after the AstraZeneca, she develops two degenerative conditions of her neurological system. She now can't speak, has a feeding tube in. That all happened, began in 2021 when she had these shots. Now they've given her several months to live. Her 15-year-old is looking after her. It's so horrific. So what can we do? We're trying to, you know, reduce inflammation. So let's just talk for a minute and give you some things. If you are taking anti-inflammatories, first of all, your chance of being admitted to the hospital if you're taking anti-inflammatories long term is increased by over 400%. Always go and discuss this with your doctor. Everything I'm telling you now is for information and entertainment purposes only. Don't stop taking your prescription meds. Do your due diligence. Go and see your doctor and have a conversation with them about it. But look, aspirin, diclofenac, ibuprofen, naproxen, all of these things. And what they do is they block processes that prostaglandins regulate. They block it. Bone formation, bone reabsorption, bronchial tone. This is the tone of your airways. Your central nervous system functioning, all your electrics. If that goes down, you're buggered. Digestion, febrile response, the way you get a temperature to kill off bugs. You have to get that. What does medicine tell you to do? Oh, suppress your temperature. Take some paracetamol. No, you just should drink fluids. Let your body do what it's supposed to do. Fertilization. Well, you know what that is. We've just been talking about it. And you Google Spermageddon. Your sperm ain't doing nothing. They know that eventually we're just going to have 100% infertility. That's why you need to keep your body pure, because you are the future. Our young people having babies are the future. Fetal development, it affects that. Homeostasis, blood clotting, there's a surprise. Mucosal integrity, that's all from your mouth and your nose down to your anus. All the way down is a mucosal lining. Your vagina, mucosal lining. Ovulation, where the egg matures and then is released. Platelet aggregation, that's your blood clotting, all your little platelets. So if you've got inflammation, what I've just been talking about down that cerebral spinal fluid, it could also be excitotoxicity. Have you ever been to the cinema recently, folks? You go in there and they get this big, big advertisement coming on, don't they, of somebody gorgeous, a gorgeous bloke. He's lovely. Gorgeous girls, they're lovely. And they're drinking Pepsi Max or Diet Coke, big bucket of GMO popcorn that's going to be still in your gut 12 years later. And they're drinking this aspartame and they're telling you to drink this sugar-free garbage that actually makes you fatter. And it also gets converted into wood alcohol in the body. It affects your central nervous system. Folks, it causes massive excitement of your microglia in your brains, as does MSG, monosodium glutamate. So you've got to avoid MSG, which is a flavor enhancer, which is in everything that's on this shelf. They put it in spices and they don't even need to list it unless there's over 70% in it. Well, they go, well, what do I eat? What do you eat? You get down the first 2 hours of the supermarket, you eat everything that's fruit and veg. And meat should look like you just killed it. Shouldn't be frozen, it should be organic. If it looks like you've pulled it off a bush, pulled it out the ground, pulled it off a tree, pulled it out the fields, then you should be eating it. Not all packaged, not GMO, and all of that. You want it organic. Grow your own. So you've got that to think about. Then what you can think about is how you're going to switch this inflammation off. Bad fats. Everything that's on that shelf with a shelf life has got a bad fat in it. What's that bad fat going to do? It's going to push the oxygen away from your cells. What fats do you need? You need the fabulous fats. You need your flax oil. These are your essential fatty acids. You can't make them in your body. You've got to get them from somewhere. Fish oil. The only thing about the fish, though, of course, is all the oceans are contaminated, but your flax oil is fantastic. If you're going to be eating flax seeds, don't eat them ground unless you've got a coffee grinder. Grind them and then eat them straight away. Don't bulk. Don't do that, because as soon as the air gets to these oils, and that's what you do when you grind it, and the oil that's in the can, as soon as the air, the light and the oxygen gets to that, it makes it rancid. It's no good. So your flax oil is fantastic. Your virgin olive oil is fantastic. Coconut oil. If you've got, these are the saturated fat. If you know someone who's got dementia, Parkinson's, or anything with these neurological, 3 tablespoons of coconut oil. It doesn't cause heart disease. They're lying to you. That whole food triangle has been tipped upside down. Why? They want you eating the garbage so that you need all their pharmaceutical drugs. So for all these people that are suffering from neurological disorders, you should be thinking about having flax oil, fat-free cottage cheese and flax oil till it's quark. Mix it up till it's like a fine paste, no lumps in it. Eat a couple of spoonfuls of that with that in it every day. Having coconut oil, your brain, 70% of your brain cells is made from the fats that you eat, the membrane. That's why statins stop you getting the fats that your brain needs. Well, those good fats, what else can you take? Nanocurcumin, your turmeric. You can grate turmeric into a teapot, into one of these infusion teapots, and you can take it in capsule form. So I would say take 2 500-milligram organic capsules of turmeric 3 times a day. So that's 3,000 milligrams. Take some quercetin. Take some hawthorn extract. Take your 2 spoonfuls of flax oil every day. Low-dose silymarin. Bacopa. These are things that you can take. And then you've got to get all your fiber in your body, because you want everything that goes in your gob to be out the other end before the end of the day. Because when you've got constipation, going to lead to inflammation, it's going to increase the toxins. Then you've got all your other stuff going on that's opening your blood-brain barrier, and the toxins get to your brain. So good essential fatty acids, turmeric, some quercetin, vitamin C, take 5 lemons a day. 5 lemons, just juice them and drink them straight away, or just get a glass of water. Drink your 4 ounces of water. drink that every hour, squeeze a whole lemon in it so you have 5 lemons. Straight away, don't forget, it gets destroyed by the light. That's what we called the limeys. They were called the limeys. They sucked lime so that it didn't get scurvy. Do you see? All of this is going to reduce that inflammation. Vitamin C and what else? Vitamin D. Get out in the midday sun when your shadow is short. So your essential fatty acids, your flax oil or ground flax seeds, have them on your porridge. Have some clean water, get some vitamin C in it. Supplement with natural vitamin C, which I think, what is it? I'm trying to think of a company now, but they make a really good one, which is made from acerola cherries, I think it is. Not your synthetic ascorbic acid and cornstarch, don't have that. But you can have a really good brand and take some little liposomal vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams every hour to bowel tolerance. Nature provides. I'm going to get them to sponsor me. That's their brand, little liposomal vitamin C sachets. If I get a cold or a cough, I take one every hour for 10 hours. And you know what? In your last trimester of pregnancy, you use loads of vitamin C. That's why these are great for your last trimester of pregnancy. And the first 3 months when you're breastfeeding, vitamin C. I'll see you all next week. I'm sorry for the blip in the middle. Please do email me, Kate Shimarani at tntradio.live.